Oh boy, can the Fab Five handle this guy? He's serving video game realness, sunflower seed grossness, and he's telling some lie sugars. Okay, here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies.
Can you guess
who picked this song? Right? You guys, they were alive when this song came out, and I don't effing care.
Matt Maher.
I was. Hello, everybody.
Well, I'm getting my life listening to it.
You would love Fleetwood Mac.
No, I do love Fleetwood Mac.
Everybody loves Fleetwood Mac.
Yep. Now I do.
I think they're both together. Or no, somebody died from there. Okay, let's not talk about that.
Oh, my.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Queer Eye After Buzz show. We are talking about Season 2, Episode 6, Big Little Lies. It's not the HBO show, but that's amazing as well. Okay, the guys are making over a guy named... His real name's Arion.
Before we get to the guys, let's talk about us.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in it, guys. Hello, everybody. Let's introduce my lovely Leon. Leon's turning tricks today, so he's not here, but he says hi. But we've got the rest of Charles Connolly.
Hello, I'm Charles Connolly, and Fleetwood Mac might be dead, but we're getting our Big Little Lives from this song.
Oh.
Love it.
Thank you. And this is...
Christine Alexis. I'm back this week, guys. Missed you last week. But I'm here.
She's here, y'all.
I was getting my life at BeautyCon.
Now, actually, I think you can tell us. So, like, let's just take a quick segue, because you saw a member at the 5 Feb at BeautyCon. Let's
20%.
I did. I should say the queen.
She's a lady.
She is a lady. Jonathan Van Ness was at BeautyCon looking fabulous, slayed to the gods. He had this beautiful, just, like, slicked back. It wasn't a pony. It just...
Slicked back moment.
Yeah, it was a slicked back moment. Gorgeous overall moment. Clear heels. Like... It was amazing. We didn't get to chat, unfortunately, but he did grab my hand and say, I'm so sorry, when I did try to beg him to talk to us. You know how it is on a press line. There's a lot of things happening. And he was actually going straight from the press line to the stage to go speak on his panel, which was really great.
So were people flipping out over him?
Oh, my God. Flipping out. Between him and, honestly, Kim Kardashian was, like, people were screaming the loudest when they saw him. Like, it was full-on pandemonium. Because Queer Eye is so big right now.
Yeah, it is so big.
And
so.
JVN is, like, the star dwelling.
He is the star.
It was so amazing seeing him. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Jelly. Wonderful. We do have some little AfterBuzz close encounters with some other members of the Fab Five. That's going to be in our news section, y'all. So y'all want to be sure to tune into that. And this section, or this show, Charles, our special section. I can't talk, y'all. I'm drunk. I can't talk.
Well, our special section.
Is what? What is it this week?
Well, this week our special segment is going to be the Crime Meter.
Okay, it's coming back, y'all. So get ready for that.
Big old comeback.
The Crime Meter. Is
also,
happening.
A member from the Fab Five will make an appearance later in this episode. We're not going to tell you when, but stay tuned.
I don't even know what that means, and I'm one of the hosts.
You know what it means?
No, I totally forgot.
Well, then
right
I'll
now.
Remind you.
I think I'm drunk. All right. Okay, so the guys are making over Ari for short.
Yeah.
So we got big video gamer, big, I think that a lot of people would say he's in that, it's kind of like trying to overcome graduation. It's like I'm literally...
Post-graduation slump.
That is hard, too.
It is real.
A little bit of a valley.
It's a real thing.
Real AF. Like, it was hard. I was actually the last person to leave my house out of my siblings post-grad, so I could totally understand. I was not that big of a slob, not even close, but I understand.
Yeah. Ari's in a slump. And I really didn't experience a post-graduation slump because I got a job right out of college. However, I did experience a slump my senior year because I knew that it was going to be a big transition in my life. And it's just a recipe for maybe some anxiety and depression. And then whenever you add that with some expectation that he's obviously feeling from his family and the fact that he didn't actually graduate college... Clearly, he has some stuff to work out, and that's where the Fab Five come in, baby.
Yes, we.
For sure.
And so, I really enjoyed it in the truck when they're just seeing him play the video games and all the cigarettes.
Oh yeah,
and they're the like, frisbee of some.
That was like artistic. That was
that
like
cut.
That was like
like a
Requiem
film.
For a Dream or something.
For a queen.
Yes.
Yeah, Requiem for a queen. Some queens.
Or even like A Beautiful Mind, like the scribbling and the cutting and
it
the,
was.
The, you know, it was just.
I was into it.
Yeah, it was good.
Come on,
Ron Howard realness. I loved it too, and. that the guys did not. They were freaked out. So they jump in the house, and obviously they're freaking out. Karama starts playing video games. And then I really did love the reaction when they saw his bedroom. It was truly disgusting.
That bedroom was an American Horror Story.
I love when Karamo gets grossed out by those things. Like, it's one, because he's like so kind of like, you know, Karamo all put together, you know, and and then he's like, he gets so queenie, and I love it so much. Yeah. I love him. But let's not talk about him now. Let's talk about Ton, shall we? Let's talk about Ton.
Oh, let's jump into Ton.
Let's jump into Ton and see who. I loved his little leopard shirt this episode. So he had a bit to do with this guy. I mean, it was a different way of going around fashion.
Yeah.
Because he didn't hate this guy's clothes. He didn't hate Ari's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the first time, right?
Well, yeah, he liked the clothes, but the big issue was Ari was dressing in schlumpy, stretchy clothes because he had recently gained some weight and not been able to fit into those fashions. So I think that Tan had a difficult time like reconciling between, okay, do I buy him new clothes or do I empower him to get back into the clothes that he bought for himself and remind him why he should value his fashions.
It was definitely a teaching moment there, because you're right, he could have just said, okay, I'll just give you new clothes, but he wanted to get him back to his old self. Like, even seeing those photos of him that his friend who nominated him, you know, gave them to show of him, like, back in the day, was really stylish, cared about the way he looked. I think Tan was just trying to get him to remember that person is still inside of him.
Yeah, and it was good because this whole episode, I think, was about things not being a quick fix.
Right.
You can't just have your house renovated. You can't just get a shave and a haircut. You can't just buy a whole new wardrobe. You can't just lie about graduating college and like piff your problems away. You have to work for it a little bit.
And it's interesting that they chose to go this route when dealing with someone who's like a millennial, who when we expect instant gratification, we want that quick fix. I think subconsciously we want someone to just say, okay, this is it, and it's better now. They told him to go the slow and steady route and to work through those issues rather than to just slap a shiny new sticker on it.
Yeah, but I loved his fashions. He did have some solid pieces, and I loved Tan's
leopard
shirt.
Yeah, and I felt like he did the right, because it wasn't just to me about working out, it's about literally just getting him off of his ass to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just getting him up and moving.
Activating his body, his mind, everything.
Because I've been there. I had that shirt that I hung on to 10 years ago when I used to wear a size medium at the Gap, and I can't wear that anymore, sugars. I'm a large, and I'm proud of it now. But, you know, so there's a difference of holding on to clothes. And because you think one day you're going to fit in them. But this is like, A, not that long ago. And B, the only reason he's not fitting into his clothes is because he's just not
lazy.
He's on his butt. Yeah. There's a specific reason.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there were like beer cans behind. What is he
doing
in his bed?
That room.
Does he just drink in his bed and then like goes, and throws the thing away? Like, I have to throw things away in the trash can.
I think that the straights don't do that. I think that sometimes the straights just drink in their bed.
I know some OCD straight men.
If you're a straight and you have some insight on this, please let Matt or I or Christine know, because we're confused.
I don't eat in my bed, though.
I do.
Do you really?
I do sometimes.
I can't.
If my laptop is set up, the show's already set up, all I gotta do is just bring myself with the plate right
there. The air
there.
Conditioner with the laptop on the pillow, you got the setup, and you got the fat plate of food.
Oh my God.
Sorry. We're getting off.
I've gotta come over and do an intervention.
Yeah. But his room was a disaster, and his clothes were everywhere.
Clothes were everywhere. Yeah. They were gross. And speaking of reorganizing his life, Bobby, this was different for, like, normally we see Bobby do, like, the makeover, and that's it. But this time he actually got, again, it was about getting him off of his butt to, like, go and, I mean,
do it. Go do it yourself.
The table that just had, like, a mountain of cigarettes on it.
Oh, that table was a nightmare. I've seen that table before. That table exists in every college, university, on the balcony, along with some Bud Light. It's
Stop smoking, people.
Yeah, it's bad for you. Everybody knows that, girl.
I wish they would have whitened his teeth, because they needed to get whitened.
Oh.
Sorry, I almost became an orthodontist.
Well, but he's on a budget. He's on a budget, remember?
They could have paid for it.
Yeah, they could have
taken you like a thing, and then go like that, and then just whiten your teeth.
It would not be good for him if he hasn't kicked smoking yet to do that, because then he's just going to ruin his pearly whites.
You're right, though. But wouldn't it have incentivized him a little bit?
Maybe
like, you just got this new white teeth. Like, don't ruin
it. Right. Okay. That's a good perspective.
That makes a difference, too, when you're job interviewing and things like that. People see a nice, you know, pearly smile.
Yeah. But Bobby did, like Tan did, want to use what Ari had, the tools that Ari had, not only literal tools and literal furniture in his yard, but the inner tools, the emotional tools, the metaphysical, if you will.
Ari was sweating like a whore in church.
He was.
He was making him work for it.
That was actually my favorite part of the episode, though. Bobby taking that time to help him, you know, be a better roommate and clean up all the shared spaces.
Yes.
I guess because I've fought with my roommate about that a lot, so I guess it's fresh in my mind.
Oh.
But I did love a quote, just like between their interaction. He was telling Ari, like, oh, you forgot some, like, weeds on that side. And he's like, let's just ignore it. And Bobby says, that seems to be your philosophy on life right now.
Yeah.
And Ari takes a beat and he's like, true. Like,
yeah,
that was when I saw him really take it in. And I was like, damn, like, that was a moment.
He was plucked. He was called out.
Yeah.
He was plucked and called out.
But yeah, that yard moment was a moment. And then, of course, Bobby. I guess renovated the house. Was there like a big renovation reveal? But okay,
yeah,
before
the living room,
the living room was renovated.
So I don't think he could like tear out spaces.
You're right; they're renting.
But he really though
gave them.
I
love that table that was also like a light source.
Oh my god, that was crazy!
The glowing table.
Yes.
I instantly was like, I need that.
But
I need
to spill
know
on
where
it,
that
though.
Is.
Can you spill on it?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not like I spill all the time, but I'm just curious. Like, it's electricity, right?
I wonder if it works like one of those, like, electric candles.
I don't think the whole thing's a light. I think there's probably
inside.
Yeah.
It's just going to spill. No.
Yeah.
It's still so bomb, though.
I loved it.
I thought it was really cool.
You don't even need lights on.
And I thought that was smart because it was a smaller space. I thought that was just, he painted the walls white. And then the artwork, I noticed, he used the same color as of white, but they were these kind of textured things.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave interest on the wall. But it didn't make it look any smaller because it was the same color. I went, that's a smart move, Bobby.
And I have to say one more thing about Bobby.
Yes.
I don't know if y'all remember, but last season I mentioned I want more segments with Bobby, whether they're like do-it-yourself segments or emotional segments, because I feel like that was missing from season one. And I'm glad that Bobby is getting some screen time because he does a lot of work and he's very talented and my opinion matters.
And I think Bobby also... is so good at like giving tough love.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
he
on
knows,
the real.
He knows
like because he also I feel like doesn't like Karamo can give you realness. He can also sugarcoat it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's just kinda like I don't know what's the word
Tells
I'm looking
it like
for.
It
like
is.
He's just so himself and he's
honey,
is just not gonna work for me. Like don't you realize that's lazy? Like there's no filter there.
Because
he's like
sometimes Karamo tells you a little bit what you want to hear. Like and Bobby's is not.
Bobby's
just
like
this,
just
where
like,
it is.
This doesn't fit. Like this literally does not work.
I want him to have his own design show. I'm for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's that talented. Or at least he seems to be.
I mean, I would watch it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're gonna talk about somebody's favorite person, but not yet. First, we're going to talk about AfterBuzz. We want to remind you that our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. We have dramas, we have reality TV, sci-fi, comedies, and more. And there's no network, Sugarist, that I believe works harder to serve our television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that y'all please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. There's plenty. And by subscribing to the channel, see the way YouTube works, y'all. If you it will suggest content to you that's tailor-made to it's got cookies, whatever. It knows what you like.
I love a good cookie.
It's true.
Pop that
in
the oven.
It'll tell you what other AfterBuzz shows you might have happen to like. And it's interesting, on our comments on Southern Charm, somebody said, you know, I subscribed to another reality show and then YouTube emailed me about the Southern Charm show and I didn't even know y'all had a Southern Charm show. I'm so happy.
The YouTube.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. So, yeah, the YouTube.
I love that you called it the YouTube,
I'm
girl.
A grandpa.
Showing your age over
We've
there.
We are excited that I could be their father. So, anyway, but that said, though, if there's notifications, you don't want that from YouTube, it's very easy. You can just click that off. You don't have to get those. So, it really is up to you because I don't know your life. But if you hit that subscribe button now, y'all, we will be sure to give you a shout out at the end of our show today. We'll open it up and see. And if you're in the chat already, please fire away. Let us know what you think of the episode.
One thwarp of the fan for YouTube subscriptions.
Yes.
And one thwarp for shout outs.
There you
the
go.
Mic?
So let us know if you did so in the comments, if you subscribe below, and we will thank you. And thanks to you for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of talk TV.
That's how they say ESPN on ESPN. ESPN. They say, "Welcome to Sports Center."
Well, oh my god!
You know what?
And then they start talking about sports.
Wow, that sounded butch.
Did it?
That was very good.
That made my nipples hard.
Coming to LA.
You sounded like a top for like 2 seconds.
Okay, let's get out of that.
I was like, give me the game.
Speaking of tops, I'll talk about Anthony.
Let's talk about Anthony.
I actually thought the opposite, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, he does smell everything. So, okay, everybody. So, Anthony. Anthony is not making guacamole this episode. I know. He actually taught Ari a pretty good dish. First of all,
he taught him something that he kind of already knew.
It's true. Well, first of all, I think Anthony got suckered, but I want to jump to the beginning of the episode. I'm really proud of Anthony for not smelling this food for once.
He almost did, though. Didn't he mention that it smells awful, but then he didn't?
He wanted to, and he didn't, and I'm proud for him. That is growth. Anthony, you don't have to smell everything.
No.
It's fine, sugar. Let it be.
No. Let it be. Give your nose a rest.
Yeah, but so let's... So he's making... It's called tadik, right?
Tadik. Yeah, he wanted Ari to get tadiks down. And he wanted to make this rice. He wanted to make this rice dish, which was a traditional Iranian dish that actually Ari was familiar with. So Anthony kind of went through step by step how he made this thing. And it wasn't the most simple thing in the world to make, I will have to say.
So we're giving him points for that.
We're giving him points for that because the last episode with the trans man, he also didn't make the simplest dish in the world. So Anthony's stepping it up. And I'm here for it, kind of. But as long as it gets him more screen time, am I right? So he made this tadik. Ari kind of knew how to make it. Ari's kind of a professional in the kitchen already. He was kind of lying about being an amateur in the kitchen.
What surprise
I'm
there.
Sorry. Like, he was twirling a knife.
He was. He was doing, and he was like showing off, too.
I don't even... I'm a pretty decent cook. I don't know how to do that. First of all, what makes you say, I want to learn how to twirl a knife?
Being a psychopath. A mass murderer.
Or a pathological liar.
Or into that.
I just love, though, when that scene was on, that he was, like, cooking by himself, that Anthony straight up said it. He was like, yeah, he was acting like a dum-dum when we were together. But
he
I
said
know
dum-dum.
He did say, no, when he said dum-dum, I actually, like, spit out laughing a little bit. I was like... Savage.
Yeah,
so it's so true.
Anthony does say that. Sometimes it makes me wonder if English was his first language, because he'll use words. I'm like, I've never heard anybody say that.
I think he has like this vocal.
Is he from Canada?
Maybe, but he has like.
I think he is. Maybe it's a Canadian thing. Maybe Canadians say dum dum.
Canadians are hot.
They are
so hot
because they have like a French thing, but
and they're so sweet.
Other than making the
their president's hot. Sorry.
Are you done?
Sorry, KDD.
The president is hot. But other than making this dish, this rice dish, what did Anthony do?
He was just pretty.
That's all he needs to do.
That's all he does.
I don't think he had much to do in this episode.
Like, I was surprised Anthony didn't go with Tan to work out. We didn't even talk about the workout, by the way.
Well, yeah.
What was the workout?
He was making him doing hard stuff. He made him put a weight on his stomach. But I thought this would be a perfect thing for, like, they didn't do any of the in tandem things with where they...
Oh, yeah, go together.
Where they go together. And I kind of thought the gym thing could have been a go-together moment.
Mm-hmm. It could have been, like, an all of the Fab Five at the gym together.
That maybe, but definitely Anthony, because he didn't talk
about. Yeah. I would have loved to see Jonathan Van Ness in heels at the gym.
Oh my God.
Have y'all seen that video?
That's queen.
Okay, sidetrack for like a second. I promise it has to do with something.
Okay, but Brie will cut you off.
Have y'all seen that video of the two guys in heels on the treadmills, like walking on the treadmills really fast, and they do like choreo? That's it. I like that video.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm not giving out the inside scoop or anything. I just imagine that
30 seconds. I'm not going to get back.
I imagine that Jonathan would like that video too.
Not going to get back, y'all.
But to your point, though, I think Ari was somebody who needed some like serious one-on-one time. I feel like having the guys around him either forced him into a situation where he felt like he needed to talk a lot more and fall into all these lies because he feels like he needs to impress all these people looking at him.
Yes.
I feel like when he had that like one-on-one interaction with each of the guys, there was like no room for bullshit. It's just me and you. I'm looking at you. I'm talking to you. Are you telling the truth? Not like, oh, well, you know, I graduated.
Yeah. I'm lying to the group.
Exactly.
Because Bobby again called him out on that.
Yeah.
Right? When they were talking, he's like, wait, I thought when you came in, you said you were taking a summer day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you're telling us you don't have a job. I think also for Ari, too, it having that one-on-one reaction just with somebody, it shields him from comments like that, mm-hmm. right? Because he probably got scared after a while, like, damn, these guys are calling me out.
Yeah. And I'm going to get into this a little bit with Karamo, but I think that, like, Ari had some anxiety depression stuff that we might have seen.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
For sure.
Absolutely. For sure.
Let's talk about Jonathan, though, real. Let's talk about the outside, and then we're going to talk about the inside.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, right? Even though they're just a reflection.
Yeah, when
of
you look good on the outside, you feel good on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Or you're just...
And when you feel good on the inside, you look good on the outside.
Well, that's up for debate when it comes to me.
Oh, well, you should.
Shady queen. All right, so Jonathan... I didn't want him to shave the beard.
I did.
Wasn't for it.
And I was glad he did. Sorry, but finish.
We're through. The episode's done. No, I didn't want the beard that he had. Mm. I just wanted like a...
Stubble.
Like kind of the one I have. I just wanted like a short, like...
Mm-hmm. I'm glad he shaved it. I really am. Because I think that he needed a drastic change. And I think that maybe he needed something to... Well, I was going to say to keep up, like, grooming-wise. Like, I always need to make sure that I shave. Because shaving for me is almost therapeutic. It's like, after I've shaved and I'm clean-shaven, I feel like it's a fresh start.
I agree with that.
And it feels lighter and just fresher and airier and cooler. Like, even Ari was saying, like, how does it feel without a beard? And Ari was like, it's colder. Like, I don't feel as hot. And I think that that's, like, a big reason why Jonathan did it. It was because of a big transformation moment.
Agreed. It took years off of him, mm-hmm. for one. For two, I think I looked at it the same way, in the sense that, like, shaving off all that hair was kind of taking away all the covers and, like, the walls that he's trying to put up and the lies that he tries to hide behind. Like, mm-hmm. show your face. Be your authentic self.
Live,
like, don't
truth.
Hide behind.
Okay, Christine, you convinced me. Okay, that...
Yeah.
That got me.
That
I
got
agree
you.
Now. Yeah, okay.
Well, watch if we ask Jonathan. He's like, I wasn't thinking. I was just shaving a beard.
Right.
I think the reason why it was a little... It seemed... There's a difference between not wanting to do it, and it seemed like he really didn't want to do it at first.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I wanted to listen. But I agree. It's a facade.
If he did keep the beard, I would have said maybe just... Because, like, that little piece right here and here didn't connect. I thought that was very weird, mm-hmm. and old man-y for me. Like, mm-hmm. almost, like, character-y. Like, he should have just, like... taken out that part and made it a goatee, or just gave him a cute mustache and kept it at that.
Yeah.
Or something. And like,
but I'm
I mean,
glad
come
he
on, he would
off,
he could probably grow a beard in like 4 days.
Yeah,
he already had a 5 o'clock shadow like when they left.
I know.
The barber.
So like, it's like Anna's back, like the Santa Claus. You've seen that movie where it grows back immediately?
Yeah,
and he did have good hair on the top of his head.
I he loved that
hair. His hair was amazing.
It
yeah.
was
his fang was great. It was really good, really, really, really good. And I also like. I feel like this was the first episode where they talk about grooming on a budget.
Because
I think especially for a lot of, especially millennials out of college, young kids, that are, they're just, y'all don't have...
But we love a good DIY.
I know.
I mean,
yeah.
I do. What did you guys think of that agave nectar face mask? Like, would y'all
actually
do that?
I feel like that's Jonathan's go-to.
Yeah.
It's agave nectar.
I mean, I've tried, like, natural stuff, and it just makes my face really oily. Like, I tried coconut oil once.
Yeah, coconut oil's tough.
That was a nightmare. Only use coconut oil if you have, like, medium to dry skin, I feel like. And
you can use it sometimes around your eyes at night, because you have less moisture there. But I worked in skincare, so I'm like, I don't want organic... I want chemicals.
Yeah.
Because I just feel it makes it just.
You want your hyaluronic acid.
I need
bleach
your collagen. You need retinol.
I spend that money.
Bleach me, daddy.
I'm a drunk elephant queen. That's what. Yes, I do all that.
Ooh,
I want
yes.
my vitamin C.
I did love the budget aspect because we've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan, being part of the beauty community, has said, like, in the past, spend money and invest in your personal hygiene. But some people just can't afford to do that. So it was nice for Jonathan to go the other route and say, like, this is a cheaper option. Because a lot of the times, people in the beauty community, they want to sell the beauty community. And it's an economy.
Yeah.
And it's a market. So they are all for the more expensive products. And it was cool that Jonathan did that.
He, like, met him where he was at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So,
I agree with that.
And he didn't really have many skin problems to begin with. I mean, he was young.
No,
so.
He didn't. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Karamo and talk about the inside. So, Karamo, I mean, the big thing with Karamo is Karamo had him do a lie detector test, which that was actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Polygraph.
Mm-hmm. Polygraph. I really enjoy that. I also really enjoyed that. I enjoyed that we didn't hear the results.
Yeah.
I thought that was so clever.
Yeah. I thought it was a little melodramatic, too.
With the ripping
it was
it
like,
up?
He was like, are you ready to see your results? And Ari was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah. Ripped them. It was like, they don't matter. I was like, okay, that's
well,
very Karamo.
Well, it made good TV, though.
It was a good TV
moment.
My
TV girl.
You're right, it did. It did. So I was like, this is so Karamo, like ripping up the results.
It is so Karamo.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, that can that be a new hashtag? Hashtag so Karamo.
So Karamo. Karamo, no, she better don't.
No, she better
But think
don't.
About it, though, if he had read the results and how many lies that came up, then he would have had to unpack all that with him. Oof, it would have been awkward as hell. I know.
Maybe that's why he looked at he was like, well, we don't have time for this on the show. So we're
going to
rip up the results.
Netflix told us we got to film this by like, today.
We have a hard out at 6 o'clock, so they don't matter.
It's true. I just say, because I said I have a hard out tonight.
That's great.
But yeah, totally. And again, too, though, talking about the inside, it doesn't matter really what everybody else thinks or knows. It's that I know it's like on a deeper level of when you're gay or queer or whatever, when you are lying to yourself, you know that that's one of the worst things that you can do. It's like the pain of it. And he is really was kind of cycling these half-truths and believing them.
However, I will say, like, whenever you lie to yourself that much, it becomes so second nature.
Yeah.
Like, you start lying about stuff you don't even need to lie about. Like, you could tell the truth, and the truth is a better option than a lie. And you'll just go with a lie for some reason. Like, it's really strange, and I think that that's what the case is with Ari, is I think, I don't want to say, like, this is for sure, but I think that this is indicative of maybe some anxiety and depression, and maybe some ADD, because depression, I think, can manifest itself as laziness, or people who are depressed can just appear lazy or lethargic.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, the big lie was the fact that Ari was lying to his mother and his family about graduating college. He had never graduated. And that's, I think, what Karamo wanted to eventually get back to. He wanted to say, like, it's not okay to lie. You can own your life, and you can reclaim your truth and make it what you want to be. And the first step to doing that is coming clean with all your lies. You got to leave them all behind.
I didn't know, though, what his mom was going to do at first.
Yo.
Boy, she was pissed.
She was so upset.
That was awkward.
To your note, though, also, I think that whole thing with Karamo, too, was about teaching him to have accountability for himself, like, on the inside. Like,
because Karamo said, yeah, like, part of being an adult, look, I don't like doing my bills and thinking of finding, that sucks. I don't enjoy it. It's not fun, but that's just part of being an adult.
Yeah.
You got to show up and you got to do it. And that, like you said, goes back to his class. He didn't show up. He didn't do the work. Literally. And now this is the consequences. Like, you have to hold yourself accountable in all areas of life or it'll just trickle down and you become this schlump of a person.
And speaking of, let's see if he did. Let's see if, did he hold it accountable?
Well, but before, should we go to, this is what I was talking about earlier with an appearance by one of the Fab Five in the episode.
What?
Do we have a video that we can show? I think our very own AfterBuzz's Maria Menounos was in contact.
Show that now.
Okay. So our very own Maria Menounos was in contact with Karamo recently, and she had a little bit of something to say to him. Watch.
What you're gonna say? Because I'm dying.
I was gonna say I used to be an AfterBuzz host, and I love you for that.
I love that you had such a good time.
Oh, I did. AfterBuzz was amazing. You should check it out.
And you should too.
Yeah.
Did you know that Karamo got to start at AfterBuzz? Because I didn't know that at the beginning of this show.
I did not know that.
So many amazing talents have walked through these doors.
Yeah,
and you know, walked out and moved on to bigger opportunities, which is amazing.
And are still here too.
So, like us. Hello.
Yes.
So Karamo, thank you so much for chatting with Maria. Maria's
shouting
great.
Us out.
And shouting us out.
We appreciate you.
Thanks, Karamo. And you did a great job this episode. And last episode, I wasn't trying to shade you, Queen, but it is my job, my duty, my right, and my capability to tell it like I think I see it. And to tell it like I think it is. So sorry if I'm wrong.
Wow.
Did you guys get into it afterwards?
No, we didn't. Oh. I wanted us to, but we didn't.
We didn't.
No.
Well, okay, so we're going to get to some news, but first let's talk about if Ari kept it up, okay?
Yeah.
So.
I didn't even mean that! Oh my God. I totally caught that late.
This is the mimes that you're dealing with here.
You know, that's what we're calling that segment from now on. Did they keep it up? That's what we're calling it.
I love it.
Sorry. So this is Ari before. If you're looking at the video, if you're on the podcast, this is bearded glasses Ari.
Honestly, kind of sexy.
Let's see and this is him working in the little field thing, the backyard.
Patio.
Yeah, the patio. And then look at that.
Okay, he's kind of sexy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Look at that defined jawline that we can now see without the hair.
Puppy dog eyes.
Yeah, he's very handsome. Very handsome, cute little apartment.
I'm feeling
apartment.
That fit. That now, fit is
that
nice.
That is a clean fit.
Now, so Ari doesn't have much of a social media presence.
No.
So
he has a LinkedIn.
I found an article on Bustle that talked about that, according to his LinkedIn, first two things. First of all, the beard is back, but his hair is still cut short in the picture, and it's like a short, close-cropped, it's even shorter than my beard now. It's a very short, chic little beard.
Okay. Oh,
cool. And he graduated college, and apparently...
Yay! Yeah,
he did graduate. And apparently now he has a job at Deloitte. That's a company...
I went to high school with her.
It sounds like a drag queen name, but...
Deloitte King.
So, good for him. I'm proud for him. He's on his gay.
Yeah, he's on his gay.
On his gay way.
All the gay up.
Only gay up. All right. Do we have any
AfterBuzz? Crime meter, girl.
Yeah. Oh, let's do Crime Meter.
Oh, AfterBuzz News.
Yeah, which one do you want to do?
Let's do AfterBuzz News.
Let's do some AfterBuzz News.
All right.
Bring the booth. It's like, decide, you guys, you queens, make up your mind.
It's the gay DD.
This is AfterBuzz
News.
TV News.
So, we have a little bit of... If you've been under a rock, maybe you don't know, but they're going to do season 3! It's announced! And I think we have a video of that. Let's play. Roll it.
It's the first day of season 3. We're getting mic'd up. And oh my god, we talk about it this time! Johnny! We're Carollo Go! Carollo!
That's day one.
Yeah.
That laugh. That oh my god, season 3, I'm so excited.
Very excited.
Three's Company.
Did y'all talk last week too? Because I haven't watched episode 5 yet, so I haven't watched the After Buzz show yet. But did y'all talk about the Emmy Awards as well?
No, we didn't last
week. Oh, so that's like not a...
It's huge news.
We haven't talked, yeah, so be sure to check. It's probably too late. It was on their stories, but they were all blogging about it. Queer Eye was nominated for, I think, 4? Yeah, mm-hmm. 4 Emmy Awards. Jonathan also was nominated for Gay of Thrones, which is, if you watch Game of Thrones, or even if you don't, it's one of the best gay Game of Thrones recaps, besides the AfterBuzz one, on the internet. It's hilarious, hilarious, hilarious. So, congratulations to the guys Emmy Award nominations. So,
season 3.
Yeah, we're proud
I'm proud.
Proud for them.
I had nothing to do with it, but I'm still proud.
It makes me so happy. It almost makes me want to cry.
Well, I have a question for our viewers. So, you guys know, if you follow the Queer Eye Fab Five, they also did another episode in Yes, Australia. We want to know from you guys, do you want to hear us cover it? Let us know your thoughts in the comments.
Oh my god.
Because that's just like another little caveat to season 2 before we get into season 3. So I want to know your thoughts, guys.
It's
you
want
to
hear us
talk about it?
It's a mini episode.
15 minutes.
Sugar free. Diet. And I'm here for it.
And you're here for it. Okay, let's talk about Crime Meter.
real quick. Because my cry meter was real low this week.
Okay, so
cry
meter. And I'm gonna look up her chat.
So cry meter is an actual thing. You spell it with a K, but on AfterBuzz, cry meter is how much we actually cried during the episode. Since the Queer Eye revamp is so emotional. So this episode, we have had some really heavy hitters when it comes to the cry meter. But for me, this episode was like kind of low.
It was.
But I did, the time whenever I got most, like, emotional was whenever I was seeing Ari interact with his mom. That kind of stirred up some feelings because...
She was real cute, by the way.
Well, I wasn't necessarily crying at her, I was crying at him. Because it really made me understand, oh, damn, like, this is where it all stems from. This is why he was so ashamed, afraid, lying. Like, this is where it all comes from. And... Like, I'm not shading his mom. Like, nobody knows the perfect way to parent. And I'm just sad that, like, that was how it went. It was like
a... She came around. It was just slow.
She came around. But Cry Meter for me this episode was, I'd say, like a 1.5 out of 10.
Christine?
Yeah, I gave it a 2 because it didn't make me cry in the sense that it wasn't like emotionally cathartic. It actually made me very uncomfortable because I could relate to so many little things about it. Mm-hmm. So for me as a viewer, it was like, oh my god, I hate you guys right now for doing this because it made me examine some past conversations with my parents, times mm-hmm. that I've lied, times that I haven't held myself accountable to certain things. And I'm only 26. Me and Ari are two clicks away from each other. So it's just like, it was a lot for me. So, but still, a two.
Mine's zero. None. No, I enjoyed the episode. It's okay, but no cry, no nothing. And yeah, that's my cry mirror.
Your eyes were dry as a bone.
Maybe so I want to give a shout out to Vaughn Johnson who said hi in the chat. We appreciate you for watching. Vaughn. Hopefully, Vaughn, thank you for subscribing all. We appreciate y'all so much. And Sugars, that's it. Now, I'm not going to be here next episode. I'm going to be at a podcast conference in Philly. So if you're there, check it out. But everybody else, tell everybody where they can see you. Say goodbye.
Bye, y'all. I'm Charles Conley. You can find me at Charles Conley, and I'm also on the Big Brother After Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific Time.
Woo-woo. And you guys know me. I'm your girl, Christine Alexis. You can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with three E's and hosting the Quantico After Show right after this on the Drama Channel and on the Reality TV Channel on Monday nights hosting The Bachelorette.
Yes, and if you're not into drama and you're into reality TV, I'm going to be doing, we're doing a book review of Patricia Altschul's from Southern Charm. Mm. We're going to be doing that on the Southern Charm panel, so be sure to check that out.
If right only after I this. Could read.
Stop.
We're working on it. Oh, God. Okay, we got to teach him to read it. All right, we love y'all, and we will see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments and questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.